This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Rachel Colvin, a former teacher at Ballarat Christian College, has launched a discrimination complaint against the college because she would not agree to the school's statement of faith that a marriage can only be between a male and a female. Colvin lodged her complaint with the Victorian Civil and Administrative Appeals Tribunal last week, alleging that from August 2018, she was informed by the college that she would no longer be offered certain teaching and development opportunities at the school. She previously had an unblemished teaching record with the Ballarat Christian College and alleges she was counselled and then forced to resign when she refused to agree to and abide by the amended statement of faith. Australia has its best ever shot at winning the rights to host World Pride 2023 after it was confirmed that all InterPride members will be able to participate in deciding the host city in October for the very first time via online voting. In previous years, only member organisations who could afford to send delegates in person to InterPride AGMs could vote to decide the host city. So voting members have previously been overwhelmingly European and North American. Sydney is competing against Houston, Texas, and Montreal, Quebec to be the host city in 2023, which would coincide with the 2023 Mardi Gras Festival. Victoria's government has sent Reason leader Fiona Patten's Racial and Religious Tolerance Amendment Bill to a parliamentary inquiry in a win for the member for Northern Metropolitan. If the bill passes into law, it will see Victoria join New South Wales, Queensland, Tasmania, and the ACT in protecting people from vilification on the grounds of sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, and disability. Currently, Victoria only protects people from being vilified on the basis of race or religion. Equality Australia have partnered with the groups Fair Agenda and Democracy in Colour to deliver a 14,272 signature petition against the government's draft religious discrimination bill, expressing fears that the bill will undermine existing anti-discrimination protections and enshrine exemptions to those laws. CEO of Equality Australia, Anna Brown, said, "This bill creates one set of rights for some Australians and a different set of rights for everyone else." The Morrison government has set an October 2nd deadline for public submissions on the bill, which it intends to put before Parliament before Christmas. The National LGBTI Health Alliance has marked World Suicide Prevention Day to raise awareness about the mental health needs of LGBTIQ people and to reiterate calls for an LGBTIQ question in the 2021 census. The Health Alliance noted that suicide is a prominent community concern in Australia, with the ABS reporting 3,128 deaths by suicide in 2017. Globally, it is responsible for over 800,000 deaths. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Retired basketball player Dennis Rodman says 10 to 20% of professional American athletes could be gay. In an interview with Business Insider, Rodman says the time has come for that to change, as it would be more acceptable now than ever. The French football boss says he's prepared to stop future soccer games for racist chants, but not homophobia. Noel Legrat told French Radio France Info the authorities will make sure there's no more anti-gay banners and chants at matches, but says he's totally against stopping play as it's not the same as racism. Legrat caused a backlash earlier this week when he said too many matches were being stopped because of homophobia. And finally, former gay rugby star Gareth Thomas has revealed he's HIV positive in a moving video and says he's been forced to share the news. The retired Welsh captain also wants to break the stigma around HIV as people are portrayed as walking around with canes and close to dying. He spoke about the shame and fear of keeping his condition a secret and that he wanted to tell everyone before those who were threatening to reveal the news first.
Hello, I'm Gareth Thomas and I want to share my secret with you. Why? Because it's mine to tell you. Now you have that information, that makes me extremely vulnerable, but it does not make me weak.
The 45-year-old will discuss his diagnosis in a recent BBC Wales documentary.
Thanks, Tanya. That's us making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9.
Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily.
Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au
or via our app.
Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.